Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis.
Good morning. I decided to wake up and hear you all today.
Yeah, well, good for you. I can't hear you. I'm sitting beside you, but that's okay. I can't hear in the headphones. We've been playing with that for the last 5 minutes, and, you know, it's been very calm going into the show, as usual. How's everybody doing today? This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and guns and the great outdoors. Every now and then we talk a little bit about politics, and, you know, we don't get into it too much. Basically, the callers lead the program. Robin, turn it up, according to Chris. That would be the bottom one. There you go.
Let's try that.
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, it works great when, you know, it's good when technology and when artificial intelligence and human intelligence actually coalesce.
I think I'll plead the Fifth Amendment on that.
That's good. How you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful.
How you doing, Chris?
Did we lose Chris?
Hello.
Hi, hello. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I can hear you, Alan. I cannot hear Robin.
Can't hear Robin.
No.
Okay. Try it now, Robin.
How about now, Chris?
Oh, my goodness. Much better.
Much better. Got it.
I am with you all, then.
Okay.
All right. Finally.
Whenever we have a little technical glitch, things get a little heated for a few minutes because it just does.
Here's the thing. We have this beautiful piece of technology, this Comrex unit here at the house, okay? We don't touch it after we put it away. We don't touch it when we bring it back out. But yet, every week, there's some communications issue with it, whether it's us and Chris and us, me and you. But we don't touch the buttons. That's the thing.
The thing is, I'm going to pull one of your lines. Slow and steady wins the race. We just have to be relaxed and get through it and not...
You're right.
Panic over it.
You're right there. I didn't panic. I just got concerned. But anyway, we spent the first 4 minutes.
We button Nazi.
Don't call me Nazi. That's not a nice thing to call anybody.
Oh, I call my mom the grammar. I mean, it's a joke. I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay.
Well, of course, there's the suit Nazi, too.
Yeah, the suit Nazi.
That's the reason. That's a very funny thing when it's used in the right context.
Robin is sounding like she's in Pennsylvania. That's from your friend, John.
I think I am in Pennsylvania. Okay, now I've got to figure out what button that is.
I think we fixed it.
Okay, if it's bad again, John, let me know.
48 degrees here this morning. What do you think, Chris?
Yes. I'm a big fan of cool weather, so bring
you
it
and I
on.
Both.
Chris, I'm in love with this weather.
John says it's perfect now.
It is.
Oh, thank you.
Just like you, dear.
I know. I am perfect.
Oh. It's going to cost you a lot, Alan.
He has to spend 4 hours in a car with me tomorrow.
410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Now, that is the first requirement. The second requirement, if you'd like to win a muzzleloader at the end of the month, is to, when Chris answers the phone, give him your name and your phone number. If you'd like to win a muzzleloader at the end of the month. The third requirement is you go on the air with Alan and Robin. Either one of us, both, we're both here. You can address either one, whoever you'd like. But that is a requirement if you'd like to win a muzzleloader from CVA at the end of the month.
I'm excited because this is my favorite part of the season.
You like the giveaways?
I love the giveaways. I've been trying to figure out some different giveaways to do, and I haven't figured it out yet, but I am going to succeed at one point, I promise.
Okay. Well, I hope you do. I hope you do.
Because I enjoy this part the most, because people get excited, they're happy, we're giving something away, life is good.
This was just confirmed by the folks at CVA, our buddy Chad Scherer, who's been a guest on our show, and is the promotions guy, the guy that he has a TV program called Shoot Straight TV, but he's the face and the voice of CVA across the country, and you know he's been in he has a seminar series that he does. He goes to the churches, and he has a Christian outreach. And he goes to the churches, and at the end of the night, he'll give prizes away, and he'll give a muzzleloader away. And, you know, so if you can check him out, Chad Shearer, S-H-E-A-R-E-R, on Shoot Straight TV. He's the CVA marketing guy, or one of them. And he's he confirmed all this, that we would be giving away three CVA rifle muzzleloaders. What day was that? Let's see. September 29th. So we cut it a little close, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit, yeah.
Things are a little different now.
Things are crazy different.
Yeah, case in point. I mean, I went into a couple local gun stores, a big box, and one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And
you're allowed to say who our sponsor was.
Okay, well, it's Clyde's.
Of course.
And, well, if I were on the Eastern Shore, I would have stopped at, well.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyhow.
I understand.
Clyde's was doing fairly well as far as the rifles and so forth and the shotguns. Pistols were a little slim.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, that box store, it was busy.
Yeah.
Lots of scopes, not that much of a selection on either rifles. Had okay shotguns, and pistols were almost next to nothing.
Yeah. That's everywhere, Chris. They can't get home protection shotguns.
And of course, you might as well forget ammo, because all the shells, except for Clyde's. Clyde's has ammo.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before that other store had shells and shells and shells. Now they're down to pretty much two shells, and we're talking maybe a four-foot section, and then that's it.
Wow. Yeah. Well.
Times they are a-changing.
They are,
yes, they
indeed.
Are.
There are indeed. The times are changing, and people are concerned. I mean, with all the non-violent protesting going on around the country, people are concerned, you know, and some of the stories that come out of that. So, you know, anyway, if you want to protect your Second Amendment rights, I think we have a very, very distinct choice coming up 1 month from today. Someone who has pledged to protect the Second Amendment, and someone else who has pledged to take your guns away and put somebody in charge of that in his administration, be the guy who said, hell yes, we're coming for your AR-15. So, you know. Okay. There you go, baby. You guys are talking and all that stuff. I'm going to turn my phone down. But anyway... We are giving a muzzleloader away, a CVA Wolf muzzleloader, camo, blue stock. And, you know, we're at the mercy of CVA as far as what they want to give away. Sometimes they give away, you know, great stuff. Sometimes they give away average stuff. And the way it went this year, Chad very specifically said, I have to check the inventory and see what we can do. So... We've got three Wolfs coming each month. And I'll tell you, Wolf is a very fine muzzleloader. I've seen Wolfs take, I saw a young man, a Wolf in the hands of a young man, take a Sikadir stag with a through-the-heart shot at almost 200 yards. And you put good optics on it, you shoot it, and you learn to shoot it, and you can do well with it. I'm not recommending you shoot it, but it's a muzzleloader. That distance, but I can tell you, that worked. So, there we are. 410-922-6680 is how you do that. You leave your number, name and number with Chris. He's got the forms right there that he can write everything down on. At the end of the month, we put everybody's name in the, what do you call that thing? The number generator? The
random number
generator. Random number generator. And pull a number. And whatever number matches whatever name assigned to that number, number assigned to the name, that's who wins the muzzleloader. And that's how we do it. Right, Chris?
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Stick with us, buddy. I know it's been a long night.
Yeah, it has. A very long night.
Uh-huh. What
months do we give it away?
October, November, December.
Okay. I got some other ideas for the middle of December, too, just for some Christmas stuff.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Okay. Right. I'm working, guys. I am really working on our what do you listeners?
Well, we appreciate our listeners.
For them. I know. Yeah. That's the reason I'm trying to find some.
Nobody's up right now. Nobody wants to win a muzzleloader, apparently. But that's okay. Somebody has to break the ice.
Somebody has to wake up this morning sometime. I woke up this morning.
Or did you even go to bed?
I know. I did. I actually slept. I only woke up every 2 hours last night.
Congratulations.
Which was good.
Yeah.
I am sorry I missed the show last week, but I didn't fall asleep all last Friday night until 15 minutes before the show started. And I would have been no good. Nobody would have liked me. I would have been a grumpy person. Or maybe not even coherent at that point.
So, Chris, have you heard the news about the coyote attack?
He must have gotten something.
He must have gotten the phone call.
We'll talk to him in a minute.
I'm sure we will. We had a bear attack in Frederick County, kind of an accidental thing, and the article's in the Frederick News Post if you want to track it down. We talked about it last week. A woman walking her dogs, and dogs flushed the bear. The bear ran out of an escape, you know, trail and hit the woman, and, you know, it bit her a couple times. But I don't think it was a planned attack by the bear lying in wait. So it was one of those accidental things. Now, but on this one, in Rockville, this was posted yesterday on WBOC, I guess, is down here. Police say they have shot and killed a coyote after it bit two women and a child in the Maryland city of Rockville. The Washington Post reported Thursday that a woman and a small dog were attacked in one of the incidents. The woman was taken to a hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. The dog was quarantined because of rabies, of course. Mary Lou Berg, a spokeswoman for Rockville Police, said there were two other attacks. One was on a woman and another was on a child. The woman and a child were also hospitalized with injuries that were not life-threatening. Berg said the coyote was shot and killed by police around 5 p.m. She said it would be transported to a state lab for tests. See, what they're not saying is this is out of the ordinary. If this is a daylight attack, they're concerned that this animal has rabies. They're also going to be very concerned that the dog has rabies. I'm guessing that the coyote went after the dog first. The woman defended the dog, and then I don't know what happened with the woman and the child. They're very short on details. But coyote attack in Rockville. How about that, Montgomery County? Not a surprise.
That's just such a populated area. Just to me, just blows me away.
Not a surprise.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying.
Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
I was calling to break the ice.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's great. So you signed up for the muzzleloader?
Yes, I did.
Good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So, have you been out hunting at all this year yet?
Well, I've been out a couple times. That's where I'm going now.
Yeah, I got you. Well, thanks for calling in.
We wish you luck today.
Corn cut in your area yet?
No, it's all soybeans in our area.
I got it. So, are you seeing many deer?
No, actually not. But, you know, got to get out there to look.
Oh, yeah.
That many times, so.
Yep. I got you. Well, we've got a couple hundred acres of corn surrounding where I hunt, and that's where the deer are. They're living in the corn. So, been a tough year so far, but, you know, you got to be able to see through the woods to see deer moving. And, you know, the underbrush and the leaves on the trees and all that greenery helps the deer more than it helps us. And then the fact that the corn's still standing, you know, 100 yards away is also not conducive to good deer hunting in a little confined area. So,
yeah, you know. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, good luck out there. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. Take my call.
All right, buddy. Thanks,
Mark. Have a good
day.
Good luck on the muzzleloader drawing.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. See you.
See you, Mark. WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And that's the number you call to get in on the muzzleloader. So, Chris, were you able to get out this week?
No, and it's a long story. Anyhow, we've got Emmett on the line.
Oh, let's talk to Emmett.
Oh,
good morning.
Hi, Emmett.
Hello, Emmett. limit.
He's there.
I hear Emmett, but he's not here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
The radio there.
I got you.
This morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, you know, out there, we hunt out there in Falls Road area.
Yeah.
Baltimore County. The cornfields there, we've been checking. We've seen some bear scat there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a surprise.
Different spots.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's rare that we see them there, but we have seen their footprints in the snow every couple of years or something like that.
Well, you've got a couple that have established that as their territory, and that Falston area is pretty sparse in some places, so there's lots of places for bears to live and hide.
Well, there's a lot of corn in that area, too, right now, and it knocked down a pretty good swath of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then also,
that's what they do. They'll sit down in a cornfield, and they'll pull everything to them. You know?
Well, you've been doing a lot of pulling, I know that.
Yeah, like crop circles. Must be more than one.
Well, you know, last week, I went out into my deer stand, and then I came back to use it again. Now, Fred, who trapped a beaver out there,
right?
He had trapped like a 50-pounder out there.
Right.
But there's got to be one just as big, as in less than a week, he built a nice dam. And it was like,
wow.
He used to cross the creek there. It was almost like 3 feet deep.
Wow! They can do some damage. There's no question.
Well, I had to take it down, and I went back out to check. I'm heading there this morning, so I went out there the other day, and I was out there to check on it. That sucker had to start to rebuild it again.
Oh, wow! Call Fred.
I did. I told Tom Phillips. I told his son there. I said, "Hey, tell Fred he's got beaver out here that need taken care of."
Yep. We were watching a barbecue show the other day, and they were cooking wild game. They were cooking possum, raccoon, and beaver. They were venison, bison.
Oh,
yeah. So it was pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good to watch.
Well, Chris, Alan, you know, anybody from West Virginia, what they tell me, they offer you mountain oysters, just don't take it.
Okay. I believe you.
You definitely believe, brother. Hey, you have a great day.
You too, buddy.
You too.
Thanks, Emmett. Good luck out there.
Bye, Robin.
Bye-bye.
Hey, let's talk to Ronald.
Hey.
Hi, Ronald.
This is Robin, and I said hello to Chris, and then Chrissy. Well, I told Chris I've still been listening to the show, even though I didn't get to call them the last 2 weeks there because my phone went up on me there. My phone was acting a little crazy. But I've still been listening to the show. So, hello, good morning again, Miss Robin. Glad you're back and you sound good and everything there. And there's Buddy Allen. Miss Robin, I'm going to tell Miss Fran on him. I heard y'all talk about Miss Fran last week there.
We did, yeah.
And let you know that Miss Ruth, she's on all right. So we will put Miss Fran and Miss Ruth on that Allen, Miss Robin.
Yeah.
You know, I hear Miss I listen to old Allen there, but y'all don't.
Why do you keep calling me old Allen, bro? What's wrong with you?
Allen ain't being bad, Allen. I'm being good, Allen.
All right, Ronald.
Yeah, y'all doing good and everything. Just call to say hi and everything. And
thanks, Ronald.
Thank you, Ronald. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Wonderful day and morning.
We'll see, buddy.
You too. We'll talk to Miss Ruth, too, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe if she give a call.
Maybe she'll call. You never know.
You have a good day, Ronald.
Thanks,
y'all,
buddy.
Y'all do the same.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey, let's talk to Ron, and then we'll go to our first break this morning. Good morning, Ron. How you doing? Hello, Ron. Ron hung up.
Ron ran away.
Ron did not go on the air. Scratch his name from the list. Banish him unless he calls back.
I did, and then we have Dale.
Well, hey, Dale, how are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I was listening to your show today, and I was hoping perhaps you could shed some light on something I had a question about. It isn't pertaining to hunting or fishing. It's pertaining to passing a handgun on to a family member. Do I have to go to a gun shop to do that?
Or no.
Can I just...
No, but you do... Has the handgun been registered?
Yes.
Okay, it's been registered.
Well, I bought two relatively recently, but another I've had for perhaps 25 years.
Okay. To pass it on to a family member, what you need to do is go to the local state police barracks.
Right.
With that person. You need to walk in and say, I would like to transfer my handgun to this person. Make sure you have all your pertinent information down. Name, address, phone number, social security number. Have the description of the gun, the model number, the caliber, the serial number. Have all that ready to go. Have the other person's name, address, phone number, social security number, driver's license number also ready to go. So you, when you walk into the police station, you don't look like you are, you know, are not serious. You know the process is going to be they're going to take all your information, all the information on the firearm, all the other person's information, and then that person will likely have to go through a background check. Okay? And that's how that works.
Now,
take the gun with you. They may ask to see it. Okay. They want to verify a couple of things. They want to verify the serial number. They want to verify the make, the model, the caliber, and the barrel length.
Okay.
Okay? So if you have all that ahead of time and it's all correct, you know, they'll check it off and you should sail through the process easily. But, yes, a handgun does require a second party getting involved, or a third party getting involved, which is the Maryland State Police.
So I cannot just will it to someone after I pass. It has to go through that process.
No, you can will it to them. They'll have to go through that process.
And if I'm not here any longer.
If you're not here.
Same information.
Yeah.
It happens by, I guess, your state trustee or what's that called? If you will it to someone.
Oh, your administrator of your will?
Right, that's what I was
going
to say.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, it's a good idea to have all that written down anyway so that you can do that.
None of that pertains to long guns, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Unless it's a regulated firearm, which is a modern sporting rifle, AR format, AK format, something like that.
And now this would also, this format for handguns would also apply for a sale as well as passing it.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, thank you very much for the information, and thank you for your show.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Glad I was able to help. Yep.
Have a great day, and please stay well.
You too. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. I promised our first break. So if you're looking for a handgun, good luck. Clyde's Sports Shop does have some Browning handguns in stock and some others as well. But let's talk about the X-Bolt. Yes, the X-Bolt. It is an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting rifle, a bolt-action rifle. It comes in all standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers. It comes with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. This is the old-school rifle. This is a very, very accurate rifle from Browning. Blues finish, walnut stock, and there's other models as well. But if you want the traditional hunting rifle, the X-Bolt is the way to go from Browning. Now, if you want to step it up to the next level, well, the BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle, Mark III, Hell's Canyon Speed, recently introduced. Of course, the BAR has been around a long, long time. But the Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed model is a cool-looking gun and very accurate, very, you know, performance-oriented. A burnt bronze Cerakote finish, Urban Arrow camo, composite shim adjustable stock, an Inflex recoil pad. All Hell's Canyon Speed guns are built to be durable and lightweight, the perfect tools for serious hunters who need the gear as lean and tough as they are. A large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, and this is a autoloader rifle, the BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle Mark III, Hell's Canyon Speed. Those are both rifles that are available for for right now, for this upcoming hunting season, put some good optics on them and head out there, get it sighted in and head out there. Clyde's is, you know, your firearms and licenses and ammunition dealer, along with gunsmithing and scope mounting. And I trust him to do mine. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, as I just said, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. You know, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, with 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George is the taxidermist. He specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. The location is 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, right off Route 1. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 Interstate Corridor. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with 19-foot ceilings, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. There's a one-ton floor crane, too, that can handle the largest life-size projects, like, you know, life-size Cape Buffalo and muskox and all that stuff. Creative Concepts also supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com to see examples of their beautiful work, or call 410-799-1558. That's 799-1558 for Creative Concept Taxidermy. Hearth America, our sponsor at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, knows fire. Are you looking for 48 degrees? The fireplace is on in our house right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Are you looking for that new backyard grill? Pellet Grills by Traeger, Big Green Eggs, and Kamado Joe are here at Hearth America in Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire? REAL FYRE, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces, glass wall fireplaces. You want one of those in the living room, don't you?
Oh, one in the bedroom, too.
Oh, both. Oh, wonderful. Yes, they can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your back deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace.
I like that. I love, you know, because I love the way it looks. I love the rock wool that makes the embers look like they're glowing.
Yeah, they're cool.
And the technician, if you take time, Brian's awesome. He will help you design how you want your embers.
How you want your flames to look.
No, my embers,
your embers
too.
In the front, yeah.
I like
there's little
glow.
Glass beads in the front that glow, and then there's that rock wool that they put on the logs that make it pew, cool.
It's just gorgeous.
Gotcha.
Thank you. That was my addition to that.
We'll be right back after this.
Increasing clouds for this first weekend of October as upper-level weather energy approaches from the west and some showers possible tomorrow night and into Monday. It is a beautiful start to the weekend, though, here today. With sunshine, we're up to 68 degrees this afternoon and another cool night tonight down in the 40s with northwest winds. Partly to mostly cloudy Sunday, a high of 70, and some stray showers Sunday night and Monday. Monday's high, 68. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
In numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible,
invincible.
I am one.
The late great Helen Reddick.
I loved her. I can remember going down the road playing that song and just singing really bad to the top of my lungs.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I was in heaven. I loved her. I really did.
Well, there you go. Well, Chris is very thoughtful to play that for you this morning. Helen Reddy passed this week. I guess the next song coming up will be Mac Davis.
I've got this all planned, but I don't know if Chris has it, but I'm going to work on it.
Well, Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble, that would be my song.
Would you please stop? You couldn't just let me get it in there.
I sent it to him 2 days ago.
Oh, God darn it. I was going to say we got to play Alan's song next.
And I will sing along with that.
Yeah, I know you. You blew it for me. Thank you.
It was already done. Thank you. Well, I surprised you.
Yes, you did, because I love that song. Mm-hmm. I love Angie Baby, and was that the one about the radio, or was that Radio Man?
I don't know, but we got Glenn on the line. Radio Good morning, Bar. Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Hey. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Okay, I guess a little cool this morning.
Yeah, it's nice out, isn't it?
Yeah. How you all been?
What's that?
How we been?
How you all been?
We've been good. Yeah, just busy. I'm busy this week. Robin's been very busy, so, you know.
My grandson has me running.
Yeah, running.
Really?
Went to the pumpkin patch the other day, I guess, didn't you?
Yeah, I almost didn't survive it because I wanted to look fall and didn't realize it was the hottest day of the month. So I had my long sleeve shirt on and my heavy blue jeans, and yeah, I spent a lot of time sitting watching them.
The places that you drop off to hunting quarterly, do they have the book or something just on there?
Which, the record book?
Yeah.
Some do, some don't. Your closest one in Chestertown is Shore Taxidermy.
What is that?
On Route 20. On Chestertown Road.
Right towards Rock Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between Chestertown and Rock Hall on the left-hand side.
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm not in Chestertown. I'm kind of between Chestertown and Crompton.
That's still your closest, right there. Yep.
I didn't know the place up in Millington.
Yep.
Yeah,
they don't have it.
They don't have it?
Mm-mm, they don't have it.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, buddy. They don't have it. Shore Taxidermy there. Yeah, if you go down to Chestertown, you know, you turn...
Route 20, I know.
Yeah, Route 20, between Rock Hall and Chestertown.
Yeah. So what's around about Pawnee or so, or is it in that...
Is it where?
Pawnee. Is it closer to Pawnee than Rock Hall, or...
Yes, it's way closer to Fairleigh than Rock Hall.
Yeah.
Yep. Matter of fact, the TV tower is like a mile up the road, that big cell tower.
So I go by a mile past the tower, or is it by a mile before the tower?
Are you coming out at Fairleigh, or where are you coming out at?
You know, I've become from Chestertown.
From Chestertown. Okay, so like there's an Arby's there on the corner. You turn down that little road to the Royal Farms, and then you turn right on Route 20 towards Rock Hall.
Yeah.
They're up there maybe, I don't know, 2 miles on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
They've got cactuses out front. You won't miss it.
So you got a what out front?
Cactuses.
Cactus.
Yeah, they're big, giant.
Big, giant metal cactuses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right,
buddy.
If you do, you can tell us next time. Promise.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
Have a great day, Glenn.
Take care.
You too.
Get out this week if you can. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right, man. We got to go. We got a lot of callers on the line. Thanks, Glenn.
Right.
Let's talk to Drew.
Have a great one.
Let's talk to Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'd rather be in the woods today. I just pulled into a job site going to work.
No, man. I hear you.
I did get out opening day. I took a nice dough in Loch Raven Reservoir.
No, good for you. Good for you. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I entered the drawing for the muzzleloader. I do not have one, and I believe I can get away with shooting out on my property up in Jarrettsville. I have 2.5 acres, and I've got up to my neighbor who has 17, so I'll keep
you should be all right.
Close.
Yeah, good. Good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have beginner's luck here.
What's that?
I hope you get it with beginner. Is this the first time you've registered for it?
Yes, it is.
Then I give hope you have beginner's luck.
Yeah, I caught you talking about it on the tail end when I was coming down through Jarrettsville, and then when I got across one of the bridges on Loch Raven, the station came back in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Do you think you could reconnect me with your call screener? I believe I gave him the wrong phone number. I was having a senior moment driving and multitasking. It just doesn't work for me anymore.
I got it. Okay.
We get that, trust me.
I think Chris will be able to pick that up. Okay?
All right.
Chris, you got him?
Have a nice day.
Yeah, I got him.
He got him. Okay. Thank you, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Let's talk to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ellen. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you, Robin?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. You know, Helen Reddy. I think of Helen Reddy, I think of, like, Billie Jean King.
Yeah, you do, don't
you? Trouncing, what was that guy named Riggs? Bobby Riggs?
Bobby Riggs.
Yeah, tennis. But
yes.
I registered for that, what is it called, a muzzle loader?
Muzzle loader.
Yeah, you know, my father had a farm with his brother. They had, like, a pellet gun or something. Or they shot, like, buckshot or something. Is that, I don't even know what a muzzle loader is. Do you, Robin?
Yeah, I do. It's a old-fashioned gun that you load like you used to in the olden days with gunpowder and a load and a shot.
It doesn't have a self-contained bullet. You load the powder separately, down the barrel, and then the bullet on top. And then there's an ignition in the breech that you use to ignite the powder to propel the bullet out the barrel. It's loaded from the barrel. It does not have a cartridge that goes in the breech.
Do you have a thing that you then, like, put the bullet close, tap it close to the...
Yeah, it's called a ramrod.
A ramrod.
Uh-huh.
Well, like on a Navy ship, you know, with the cartridges.
Yeah, kind of like that, only on a very small scale, you know, on a handheld scale, that's right.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, the old flintlocks, the Civil War guns, the Revolutionary War guns, they were all muzzleloaders.
Okay. Okay, I wanted to talk to you about ABC Park here in Southwest Baltimore. I saw a fox there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called Catherine, although I would say Catherine. They say Catherine
here
in this part. But it was improved, and over $1 million was spent under Catherine Pugh as mayor.
Oh, buddy. Okay.
But they actually have a partially enclosed basketball court. And, oh, that's Sandy. She's saying I'm on the radio in the other room.
Yeah.
Hi, Sandy. Anyway, she's the partially enclosed basketball court doesn't have any lines on it yet. And this is over a year.
Well, and COVID has cut down a lot of projects.
Yeah, but they started last summer, and we're supposed to complete it last summer, before COVID.
Right.
I was thinking the same thing, Alan. Oh, shoot. You know, they said it was over $1 million, and I don't know if...
So you said,
Catherine,
yeah.
I don't know if Catherine Pugh was there, but just she kind of got ousted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, she did.
She went kind of like off the rails. She was talking about clothing.
Yeah. Well, we're not. So, Steve, we're going to move on. We appreciate the call.
Wait. The box was there inside the partially enclosed basketball court with no lines on it. And Mayor Jack Young, not politics, hasn't finished it. There were some workers there, though, finishing it from a crew, and they were putting in the poles to finish the fence. But one night I was walking by, and there was, I thought it was like, it looked like a kind of a big, like maybe a possum. Then I looked closer, and I saw that it was actually a fox, because there's a grassy area, and there's a swale, and it kind of like was able to maneuver. There was a gap in where the fence hadn't been finished. And it before I could take a picture, it was gone.
Yeah, they're fast.
They are really quick.
Steve, we've got to move along. I appreciate your call. Thank you. All righty. Let's talk to Chuck Spohr. Good morning, Chuck. Oh, sorry. Morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Don't know if you were trying to be anonymous or not.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, if I could tell Chris, I called out for underneath my rock today.
I'm glad you did.
Hey, you got some bears on the property up there, buddy.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
I sure do.
That big one you sent me a picture of the other day, that was an immense bear.
It looks, hopefully we'll have a good season this year.
And one less woodchuck.
Yeah.
One less woodchuck. Nice shot, by the way.
Yeah. I'm tired of them spend so much time in my food plot eating the nice floats. Supposed to feed the deer, not him.
That's right. I got you.
Yep, I got the licenses all ready.
Cool.
Just a matter of time till comes the end of the month. We can hopefully...
What are the dates of that?
Okay.
Robin wants to know the dates. It's right after early muzzleloader season. So early muzzleloader season is 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Then Sunday is the 25th.
Right.
And bear season, 26, 7, 8, 9, 10, right?
Right.
7, 8, 9, and 1st.
So.
I think.
Okay, that's the reason you told me you wouldn't be here when I had that shot. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out my life because it changes during the fall season.
Yep, well, it does. And October is my favorite time of year.
I know.
And there's a couple bear hunting days in there toward the end of the month.
I know.
So
I'm good with it.
Yep.
Get him out of here, please.
Yeah, we got that huge bear I saw by my blind, and then
right.
Bob had some pictures of his trail camera on his pond that he had fan-made pond on the property, and there was a big one down there. We don't know whether it's the same one or no, it's another one.
It probably is the same one, but hey, how would you know?
Well, I would.
Neither would I. So hopefully you'll get to roll it over and find out.
Well, as long as one of us get it. That's all that matters.
Exactly. That's all that matters to me.
So, Bob, I'd have stop having our corn feeders destroyed, even though it's hanging up between two trees down on the tripod.
That's true. So, yep. Well, you get to take them down 10 days ahead of time, so we don't have to worry about that.
Well, Bob's already planning on shutting them off, so.
Yep, you got to do it. So.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, the law is the law, so.
Yeah.
And you want to kill a bear on bait, you got to go to Maine or any of the Canadian provinces. So.
Right.
Yep.
But guys, have a good weekend.
You do the same.
You have a great week, and I hope you had a great anniversary.
Yeah, oh yeah, had a great dinner at a local restaurant, and I'm still stuffed from that.
That's the best kind.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, you put it off long enough. Fall's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. And these cool evenings, what a great time to sit outside.
The other day when it was cold, we took Jameson out there, and it was
yeah,
it was
exactly. Yep, it was. So, hey, you'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. You might want to think about one of those coming up for the fall. Backyard Billy's that's what you'll find in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. Nothing like food on the grill on a cold winter day. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle, theme, and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great this fall. That is true. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. The taxidermist is John George. He specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, just off Route 1 in the 95-295 interstates. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Their studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. There's a lot of projects in there that you can look at in the showroom. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. With 30 years' experience, Creative Concepts Taxidermy realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. It's Maryland's premier life-size studio. Provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back.
No, we won't. And William has only got 5 minutes before he gets into work, so you need to talk to him now.
All right, let's talk to William.
Hey, William.
Hi, William.
Good morning.
What's up?
My main question was about carry permits.
Okay.
You're pretty much guaranteed one as a business owner if you don't have any judicial problems.
Right.
But I had heard that starting next year, everybody's eligible for a carry permit in this state since Maryland has taken control of the Constitution. Can you put any light on that?
Not at the moment. I have to do a little research.
We will check into it.
We'll check into it. Maybe we'll try to find a guest about the firearms and the upcoming regulations. We'll see what's going on, okay?
Yeah, I pretty much suggest any business owner out there, they need to go for it, providing they can qualify, and it's only got to do with whether or not you got a criminal background.
Right.
And,
I got you.
So looking at what's going on in the climate of this country right now, everybody needs one.
Concealed carry permit? I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. So.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for your help on that. We'll do a little research and see what we can come up with on the concealed carry permit for Maryland, okay?
You got it. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Much.
Thanks. Take care. There goes William. All right. Chris, do we have time or do we not have time for any other callers?
At this stage of the game, they got to call right now, and I got to scream, and we'd have, like, less than 30 seconds.
No, I got it. Okay. I got you.
Then we can just jibber-jabber.
Jibber-jabber? We don't ever jibber-jabber on this show. We present factual information for the most part. Education, entertainment, and something else I used to say that we do here. Information. What is it? What do I always say, Chris?
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.
No. Dang it. Knuckleheads.
Yeah. That was before my time.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a call for the muzzleloader contest. That'll probably go to the next hour. But if you, we will allow you to register if you email us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. It's also on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. And that's where you can listen to the podcast. While you're at it, while you're online, go to Bucks Bears Stags. That's bucks-bears-stags.com. And look at the website, and you can feel free, if you would so desire, to order the Maryland first ever Maryland record book. And Chris will back us up. It's 152 pages of nonstop deer, bears, and sick of deer. Photos, records, top 30 in Maryland in each category. Bucks, bears, and stags measured almost 300 deer. We've got stories of the number of number one deer and some really informative stuff in there. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling on bucks-bears-stags.
We've gotten a lot of good feedback.
We have. And we got a number of dealers around. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk to some of the talk about some of those dealers. Just this week, Sarge's in Elkton and Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street became retail dealers for the Maryland's Finest is what it's called. Maryland's Finest. Easiest way, order online or visit one of our retailers, and we'll be more than glad to. If you call the phone number on the website, you'll be able to reach us, and we'll be able to tell you how many dealers or where the dealers are near you. We're getting a few of them. So, Robin, say your thing.
Get out, stay safe, enjoy this weather, wear a mask, and prayers for anyone dealing with the coronavirus right now.
Including our president.
Including our president.